970-823-9202.
Hello again. It's another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast. Mike Stewart, your host today, and we're going to be talking about palmetto bugs. Now, I've called them palmetto bugs, but they're just big roaches. I think they're American roaches, but Fred will correct me if I'm wrong on that. But you know, these big palmetto bugs, I see them all over the South. And you know, people in Jasper and Ellijay and Blairsville and Blue Ridge, Georgia, folks, you're going to find palmetto bugs up here, and they're nasty, they're big, and who wants a bug crawling around on the kitchen floor? So, Fred, tell us the story of the palmetto bug. What are they, and what you can do to make sure that our kitchen and our homes stay free of these monsters?
All right, Mikey. Most folks that move up here from Florida call them palmetto bugs. People from South Georgia will call them a water bug, but Mike was correct. They're actually an American roach, which is just, we have four or five that will typically get in a home. An American is the big one. They're inch and a half. I have seen some, you know, approaching 2 inches long, but they're the largest roach that we deal with generally in the pest control world. Just my own crude way of thinking about things, I believe most people call them a palmetto bug or a water bug, even if they know or highly suspect that they're a roach, just because they don't want to say the word roach in association with their home. I've even had some people say, it looks like a giant roach to me. But anyway, I'm digressing right off the bat. American roaches live primarily outdoors, but it's not uncommon to find them inside your home. They are outside of your home. They are commonly found in sewers and drains. They are actually the most common type of roach found in city sewer systems. Here in North Georgia Mountains, you know, we have a lot of rural areas, so a lot of our customers are not on a city sewage system, but they will typically be found in shady, humid areas like flower beds, underneath the mulch. They live in the hollows. You know, most old oak trees have a hollow. They're hollow on the inside. They'll live in there, and they'll live in the knot holes of trees. When or if they find themselves short of food, or if they, you know, if there's a significant change in the climate, they sometimes try to move indoors. They prefer warm, moist, dark environments with temperatures in the 70s and 80s. It's very common for them to enter your home inside delivery boxes, large warehouses that where you will like buy stuff online. The merchandise is warehoused somewhere, and most large warehouses can be a great source for American roaches, and they get distributed from the warehouse via the delivery box throughout that warehouse's delivery area, which typically would mean at the very least of 48 continental United States. If you happen to live in close proximity to a landfill, American roaches have been known to migrate en masse from there. In urban areas, and this doesn't mean like downtown Atlanta, it can also mean places like downtown Jasper or downtown Ellijay or downtown Blue Ridge, anywhere that has a sewer system, and that can be a sanitary sewer system or a storm sewer, you're going to find American roaches. They're very common in homes, easily scooting underneath a poorly fitting door sweep or poorly fitting or non-existent weather stripping around the doors or windows. They can also enter poorly fitting windows. Overhead garage doors, they do not fit very tight. It's very common for them to come in there. Once inside, they'll usually make their way into either the kitchen, the bathroom, or the laundry room area, or possibly all three in search of really water. They like the moisture. They'll feed on many types of food, but they particularly like fermenting materials. Outdoors, they'll eat algae, fungus, decaying leaves, small insects. Inside, they like to find food crumbs under appliances. Now think here about your toaster. You know, the crumb tray on the bottom of your toaster is a tremendous source of food for American roaches. As well as your butcher block or your wooden block knife holder, it's very common to find roaches nesting or living in those holes, in drains, especially the washing machine drain behind the washing machine. A lot of manufacturers are fixing the discharge tube now so it seals that hole. My washing machine is probably only 4 or 5 years old, and it doesn't seal the hole. But it's very common for them to come out of there, to be living down in that drain line. Behind the kitchen cabinets, under the dishwasher, and really crumbs in the corner of the floor. Generally, any roach problem is not always a problem of cleanliness. They'll feast on your pet food, especially I call it free feeding your pets. If you leave food out all the time, that's a great source of nourishment for them. But if you really think about it, it doesn't take a whole lot of crumbs to sustain a roach that weighs less than a quarter of a gram. American roaches are filthy. Their presence inside your home, well, they're not there because your home is filthy, but where they have been before they got to your home is filthy. Their presence inside your home can pose a threat to you and visitors to your home. They have been known to spread 33 kinds of bacteria, including E. coli and Salmonella. Parasitic worms, human pathogens, they pick up germs on the spines of their legs and body, and as they crawl through decaying matter or sewage, and then they transfer those germs directly onto your food or your food prep and cooking surfaces. The saliva, urine, and fecal droppings from American roaches contain allergen proteins that are known to cause allergic reactions and asthma. Sometimes you may not see the roach itself, but you may find the evidence they leave behind. American roach droppings are very often misidentified as mouse droppings. They're very similar, but a knowledgeable bug guy will be able to tell the difference. So if you even suspect you have an American roach problem, call us. Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation as well as 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your American roach problem, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we will come back and retreat your home for free, and we'll continue to treat it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. The bottom line is, we want you to be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call me today, 770-823-9202, and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Fred, you are the pest expert of the North Georgia Mountains. And folks, you know, you're never going to find a more dedicated, full of integrity, pest control company in the world. And you're lucky to have him in the North Georgia Mountains. And we do this as a customer service to help people know and like and trust Fred's company. But more importantly, learn about these things. You know, you need to know when it's time to call a professional, and you need to know what's going on. You know, I love some of the podcasts we have done. We've said, hey, it's not a problem. But these big palmetto bugs or these American roaches, they are a problem. Even even if you feel that you have a very clean home, nobody is immune to getting roaches, and especially the big palmetto bug or American roach. So be sure to tell folks about our podcast. Share it with any. It's archived in Apple, Amazon, Spotify. You name it, where podcasts are, you can connect to it on your phone, listen to it, and learn how to protect your home from the pests that can make it not as healthy a place to live, and you want it to be protected for your family. So share our podcast, like our podcast, and tune in next month when we have some more information to help you have a pest-free home. Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.